This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel continues to strike Gaza, and the deaths and injuries continue to climb. At Gaza hospitals, the situation has become dire.
Streams of dead and injured are arriving at Gaza's hospitals, and doctors are warning that thousands could die as the overcrowded medical centers run desperately low on basic supplies and fuel used for generators. Many of those receiving treatment are children under the age of 3. Apart from those injured in airstrikes, people in Gaza suffer as they struggle to find food, water, and safety ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive in the war sparked by Hamas's deadly attack. And while Israel is ordering more than 1 million Palestinians to move south ahead of the major campaign, hospital evacuations are sometimes impossible, especially for patients on ventilators in ICU. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Pakistan's foreign minister on Sunday described Israel's conduct in Gaza as a genocide amid its latest war with Hamas. We'll get more on that part of the story from VOA's Steve Miller.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Jalil Abbas Jalani said the situation would create a major humanitarian crisis.
Our position is that Israel must respect the international law, the UN resolutions on Palestine.
As the fighting continues, 2.3 million people don't have access to clean running water after Israel cut off water and electricity to the enclave in response to a bloody Hamas attack last week. UN agencies and aid groups are beseeching Israel to permit emergency deliveries. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The White House says Israel has announced that the water is back on in the southern part of Gaza. Israel's energy minister said on Sunday the decision was a joint agreement between U.S. President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is VOA News. Ecuadorian presidential hopeful for Citizens Revolution Party, Luisa Gonzalez, casting her ballot on Sunday as the country goes to the polls to choose its next president. Gonzalez's deep admiration for Ecuador's former president, Rafael Correa, inspired her to work for his government. Now she is the best hope of returning his party to power. She faces Daniel Noboa in Sunday's runoff. Poland holds high-stake elections as well today amid grows of democratic rule. Polls vote on Sunday in this parliamentary election. The Nationalist Law and Justice Party hopes it will earn an unprecedented third term in office, while the opposition warns that could put the country on a path toward leaving the EU. Opinion polls suggest PIS will come out ahead but could lose its majority, and intensifying discontent over its democratic record, which has cost Poland billions of euros in EU aid, and concerns over women's rights and the cost of living. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit western Afghanistan just over a week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands of people and flattened entire villages there. Aid agency Save the Children said 4 people died in Sunday's quake in the Herat province, with the regional hospital receiving more than 150 injured. The sudden capitulation of ethnic Armenian forces in a separatist region of Azerbaijan raises hopes for the return of thousands of people who fled the territory decades ago. As they now contemplate going back, it could be a long wait. Although the Azerbaijani government has allocated billions of dollars for what it calls the Great Return Program, the process will be slow. Infrastructure needs to be improved, housing needs to be built, heavily mined areas must be laboriously combed. An estimated 700,000 Azerbaijanis fled or were forced out of the region they call Karabakh amid violence that flared beginning in 1988 and then grew into an outright war. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet Xi Jinping in China this week. As the two biggest strategic competitors come together, Putin will attend the Belt and Road Forum in Beijing. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.